So 6 years later, and police have apparently now found the murder weapon used to kill Bafana Bafana and Orlando Pirates star Senzo Miyua. News 24 is reporting that police have also identified the man who allegedly fired the shots which killed Miyua in October 2014. This story has been shrouded in mystery since that night in Vosloorus on the East Rand in 2014. But there seems to be a breakthrough now. Sipho Masondo is a News 24 reporter who has written this article. Sipho, thanks for joining us today on the Midday Report. So what do we know about this firearm and where it was found?
Hi, Mandy. So this firearm was found at the Cleveland police station. So it turns out that the guy, at least one of the accused, that one of the people that are being fingered in having participated in the assassination of Senzo Miyua, later on in 2015, quite very early in 2015, the guy is accused of also murdering Alex, a taxi boss in Alexandria, you know. So, and it looks like the guy stood trial for that and he was sentenced to 8 years in prison. And then I don't really know how the firearm ended. I mean, it's the same guy, the same gun that killed Senzo Miyua, the same gun that was used to kill the taxi boss, like what, 3 months apart, because Senzo died in October. And then this guy is arrested for the murder of the taxi boss in January. But I don't know how the firearm ended up in Cleveland, but it looks like it ended there because it was supposed, you know, guns get destroyed. And I don't know, for whatever reason, you've done these things quite very well, man. You know how guns get destroyed by the police. And then, so it ended up in a safe. It was supposed to be destroyed in 2017, but unfortunately, it was not destroyed. And the police were able to find the gun, and now they've been... they have linked it positively to the murder of Senzo Miyua.
And Sipho, what do we know about this person that has been identified as the alleged shooter, the same guy who shot the taxi boss in Alex? Do we know anything about him or what his involvement was or what his motive was or anything else?
Look, we don't know what his we don't know what the motives were, mainly, but I mean there's a lot of speculation about what the motives were, but I mean, you know, all these allegations still have to be tested in court, you know. But the only thing that we do know is that he has made a statement to the police, and it would appear that he made a confession. In fact, all the people who have been arrested and relating to this murder, it looks like they've made, they all have made witness statements and confession statements, not witness, confession statements, and there is no contradictory evidence in everything that they say. So it looks like the police now are almost close to solving this matter.
Which is incredible, 6 years later, that there has been this development. So I have to ask you, there's always been this belief in the public that it was someone inside the house with Senzo who was responsible, that there was some kind of argument. And the family now saying that they believe that they know who was responsible and they've given this information to the police. But this development is clearly a departure from that narrative that we've seen for the past 6 years.
So I think if you read at the report that I obtained, mainly, it clearly shows there that the police actually recommended that everyone who was in the house should actually be slapped with criminal charges, because it would appear that they, all of them, just gave misleading statements to actually mislead, you know, the investigation. So I think some of them were treated as witnesses initially, but now with the discovery of the firearm and with this suspect making these confessions, so the police are much closer to the truth than they. They know now that those people actually misled the police. That's why the police actually believed that maybe the person who killed Senzo Miyua was in the house. But it turns out that no, he was not in the house. It was according to the statement, it was a hit on Senzo Miyua. It was a pre-planned hit.
That's fascinating, Sipho. Just lastly, just to get clarity, so have they actually arrested these people? One is in prison for another murder. So are we anywhere with charges or a trial or anything?
So I did speak yesterday to the NPA, and they confirmed that they have received the dockets from the police. They received them at the end of August, and they are in the process of making a decision on how to proceed with this case. But what we don't know is where are the other two suspects. I do know that they were arrested and they were taken in for questioning and they made a statement, but the reports don't give an indication of what happened afterwards, whether they were released or whether they are still in police holding cell.
Sipho Masondo, News 24 reporter. Such an interesting read, that article and this development as well. Thanks for your time today. I'm fascinated by this story. The fact that you have a Bafana captain who is shot dead 6 years ago. There have been twists and turns and so much mystery shrouding this case. The people who are inside the house, they now, it seems, may be charged because they've misled the police. Now there's a gun that shows up at the Cleveland police station. There's another guy who shot a taxi boss. And Alex, you actually just can't make this stuff up. So let me know what you make of this development. Do you believe it? Do you have clear thoughts on who you think killed Senzo Miwa or why? Send me a WhatsApp voice note.